Hello, I'm Jill. And we have a picture on the front of Audience Delight at Winter Blues and Jazz Festival. And more pictures inside of some of the people dancing and enjoying themselves and of one of the groups playing. A three-day blues and jazz festival went down a treat in an Oxfordshire town this weekend. Wallingford Winter Blues and Jazz Festival, the second occurrence of the volunteer-run event, delighted audiences and brought great businesses to the town this past weekend. Venues around the town hosted a total of 33 musicians playing gigs of all styles, with a range of music designed to draw in a diverse crowd. The town saw huge audiences turn out to enjoy the variety of performances, the majority of which were completely free to attend. Just six events across the two nights were ticketed at affordable prices so that anyone could afford to enjoy the festival, but musicians still got paid. Venues invested in the concerts held in their establishments, which included pubs, restaurants, bars, and the community centres and churches, saw huge returns in the sale of food and drink and the promotion of their activities. The evening of Valentine's Day saw a host of free gigs at the Comrades Club in Hart Street, while events took place in Marketplace throughout Saturday and then in the Town Arms on Sunday. Saturday saw most of its free events at the George Hotel in High Street, which General Manager Scott West described as a fabulous day, which was like a winter bunk fest. Mr. West said it brought loads of business to the town. We saw loads of new faces, food and drink sales were brilliant, and everyone loved the music. We had such an array of music at the hotel too. A young lad from Wallingford did hip-hop, and that really brought in the young crowd. It was nice to see a younger crowd come in, rather than just the usual kind of people who enjoy jazz music. Mr. Scott said that the festival's aim of giving local businesses a much-needed winter boost was certainly achieved, and he was so happy with how it went that he thought he'd like to expand next year. We would 100% do it again. If the scope's there, I would definitely invest more next year. I'd have even more acts, with a few on the Sunday too, he said.